next year's grant funding cycle. So, thank you.
I said I want to build partnerships. Appreciate that. I'll get you my card.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming up. All right. Item number 10, we're going to get back to item number 11 on the agenda. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of a request for a zone map amendment, file number 2023-07, to rezone three parcels of land, zone forestry to public zoning. Story County acquired two of the parcels from the Bureau of Land Management, also known as BLM. And the third parcel is owned by the Story County School District. No modifications to the existing site conditions are proposed with this zone map amendment application, but the intent is to allow for greater development flexibility for public services and land uses. The property is located east of R Street and approximately south of 6 Mile Canyon Road, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, and has assessor's parcel number 001-311-04 and 05. Kathy.
Thank you. So this is a request from Story County staff and also the school district to rezone some properties that we have that are on the east end of town, just outside of the Virginia City platted town site, that are currently zoned forestry. And they are, we're requesting that to be rezoned to public zoning. One of the parcels is where the existing sewer treatment facility is that Story County owns. There's a small, like 1.5 to 2 acre site that the school district owns. And then the rest of this is a parcel of land that the majority of the land has been acquired through the recent Lands Act bill to Story County. There are two pieces of that parcel that are still being maintained by BLM, and we're requesting those to be rezoned to public also. I had contacted BLM to see if they had any concerns with rezoning. The public zoning still meets their criteria of public recreation, public service type uses, and they didn't express any concerns with that. They still follow their own regulations for what they do with their land. The reason this is being requested is to allow for some flexibility with the school district and the county. We're working with the school district on them, the school district trying to relook at their campus and how their campus is laid out down there. And this will allow for boundary line adjustments or parcel mapping to occur. The forestry zoning has a requirement that each parcel of land be a minimum of 40 acres. And these are all non-conforming right now to that zoning. So the public zoning really matches better and allows for that flexibility of the uses. There's no actual project at the moment that's being proposed with any of this. It's really just trying to get the zoning to match more of the existing land uses that are there. So notices were sent out to the adjacent property owners and was put in the paper. We didn't receive any comments from that. This was discussed at the April 6th Planning Commission meeting. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the zone change, and we didn't have any public comment at that meeting either. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Kathy?
I do not. Thank you, Kathy.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I have no questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 11? Not seeing any. Kathy, would you care to read the findings of fact?
The proposed zone map amendment complies with all federal, Nevada, state, and Story County regulations. The proposed zone map amendment will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties. The conditions of approval of the zone map amendment require compliance with the applicable codes. The conditions of approval of the zone map amendment do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Chapter 17.15P Public Zone or Chapter 17.03.220 Zone Map Amendments and Zone Text Amendments. The uses allowed by the new zone do not appear to cause substantial adverse impacts to the uses allowed in abutting zones. The proposed zone map amendment is in substantial compliance with and supports the goals, objectives, and recommendations of the 2016 Story County Master Plan. The proposed zone map amendment will provide for land uses compatible with existing adjacent land uses and will not have detrimental impacts to other properties in the vicinity. The proposed zone map amendment will not cause uses that will negatively impact existing or planned public services or facilities and will not adversely impact the public health, safety, and welfare. The proposed zone map amendment will not create any non-conforming conditions, such as non-conforming setback distances or minimum parcel area and width requirements.
Thank you, Kathy. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Planning Commission and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Zone Map Amendment File 2023-07 to rezone three parcels of land from forestry to public zoning. Story County acquired two of the parcels from the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, and the third parcel is owned by the Story County School District. No modifications to the existing site conditions are proposed with this zone map amendment application, but the intent is to allow for greater development flexibility for public service land uses. The property is located east of R Street and approximately south of Six Mile Canyon Road, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, and has assessor's parcel numbers 001-311-01, 04, and 05.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you.
Moving on to item number 12, this discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding upcoming bills and legislation affecting Story County, including but not limited to the following and other properly related matters: AB 63, the I-80 Safety Corridor, SB 81, Regional Orderly Growth, AB 143, the Land Transfer Bill, AB 47, and other OHV-related bills, SB 304, the NFPA mandates, SB 432, Post-Abatement Tax Redistribution, and any legislative BDR bill, resolution, or other action of the legislature or government of the state of Nevada causing SB 1 or other post-tax abatement revenues from Tesla or other tax-abated or non-tax-abated companies to be canceled, diverted away from Story County, redistributed, postponed, extended, and other properly related matters.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, for the record. A couple little updates I'll give you is April 14th was the last day that bills had to be heard in committee, and so any bill that did not get heard at that point died. And then those others then get approved will go to the floor, and at that point, if they're approved, then they will proceed from the floor to the other house. Approximately 250 bills died on the 14th. There's about 400 more that are expected to die on the floor. So that is kind of the math around that. I'll start with the easy one first. How about 143? This is Assembly Bill 143. This is our lands bill that would pretty much dovetail right into what Kathy talked about a moment ago. The bill passed, so it is onto the floor, and it's not expected to have any issues. So I would ask at this point that we continue to support that bill, especially being a Story County-sponsored bill.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything to chime in about on this bill?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. And I'll take public comment at the end of all the bills that we're going to discuss. Go ahead.
Okay, the next one. This is more of a fire chief bill, but we're working together on it as it includes county equipment or buildings. Senate Bill 304, this is the changing all of the requirements to meet NFPA Association standards. That bill died. And I'll let the fire chief speak on it either now or when he would like to during his item, either way.
I'm good.
Okay. At this point, then I'll move to Assembly Bill 47. This is the off-highway vehicle bill. It's our understanding that it did pass and that it's continuing to allow the counties to be involved in the direction where it would like to go, allowing OHVs on roads. I would ask that we continue to support the direction that that bill would go as needed, and as long as the bill goes in that direction.
go ahead.
Oh, that one. Do you want to do a motion on each of them? I don't think the dead bills need motions.
Okay. As far as AB 47?
Yeah.
OHG. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I was just going to mention, if I remember correctly, the main thrust of this bill is to allow counties to designate parallel tracks along highways if that's something that they decide is important for them. And so I think that's something that we would support, at least having that option, not that we're making any sort of designation. But if it came up that there were places that made sense to have a parallel track for off-road vehicles that ran along a highway right-of-way, I think that makes a lot of sense. So I'm supportive.
It's my understanding that everything in that bill is enabling as well, if this board would like to do something.
Okay. Do you need direction on that one?
Yeah, well, for formality, that okay. would be good, and we'll continue to support if this board wants to support.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you good with a motion on this one?
Yeah, I can do it. We didn't do a motion on AB 143. I'm wondering if we can kind of acknowledge on each and then do a motion to direct staff as discussed. Is that okay?
Does that work for you?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The next one is Senate Bill 432. This is the big one, the revenue sharing bill for Tesla, post-Tesla funds. The bill died. And my understanding also is that it did not get introduced into committee to be considered for exemptions from deadlines. That would be a situation where a bill could, you know, crawl back into life. It's our understanding that that is not the case. The bill is completely finished. We will watch other bills that deal with abatements and other sorts of things just to make sure something doesn't get pushed into a bill. But so far it's looking good, and that bill has passed away. Yes. Senate Bill 394.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
County Manager Osmer, before you continue, Chairman, if it's all right, there was a gut and amend on a different bill that we don't necessarily need to discuss, but because it's not agendized. But I would like to ask staff to bring that back on our next one, having to do with abatements and how to deal with them in the future.
Okay. Which bill was?
I'll get you the number on it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Senator Neal's bill.
That one, I believe, is SB 394. Would you like me to go to that next?
Sure. It's okay. Kind of on the same track.
SB 394, it's a bill dealing with abatements and all that, and Senator Neal had then added an element to that any abatement that would be over $500,000 would be required to go back to the legislature. At this point, we do believe it's probably on track for a veto, but it is something to keep on as it did pass through committee, and it's onto the floor. And I'm not asking for any direction on that one, but I'm certainly happy to take any comment or whatever you want to do.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything regarding SB 394?
Other than comments? Keep a close eye on it.
Agreed. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah. As the way that one came out of committee is concerning, but again, you know, Just because a bill makes it through one stage doesn't necessarily mean it's on its way to becoming law. So, I reached out and just expressed thanks to those who spoke on the bill with reasonable positions, not necessarily taking any sort of position, but just thanking them for their comments.
All right, thank you.
Okay. The next one I'm going to ask, we talk about them in common with each other. It's Senate Bill 81 and Assembly Bill 63. So I'll start with 63. This is Story County's Interstate 80 bill. It died. They did not make it out of committee. It's our understanding that NDOT and maybe some others had a fiscal note on there and some other discussions that caused this to happen. So now I'm going to go. So at this point, there is no Senate bill or Assembly Bill 63. It is gone. However, then we go to Senate Bill 81. This is the Skip Daily regional discussions bill to take 240 and turn it into a little bit more than what it is currently. That bill did pass. It made it out of committee. It's likely to make it through all the way through the governor's office. It's possible that some amendments will happen to that bill. One of them in particular is where the Senate Majority Leader and the Assembly Majority Leaders choose who the leadership is on, or the people that will be in the legislature on these committees. is not typical. We believe that there will probably be some work with other legislative members who have interest in this to try to change that. Nevertheless, there is a potential that some of the language that Story County had in 63 for Interstate 80, collaborating, working with NDOT, and doing short-term resolutions and solutions, and the safety corridor aspect could be merged into 81 and morphed into either the floor or through the assembly side of the House. I would ask if something like that were to happen, and potentially where the leadership would get straightened out, that the county could potentially take a neutral position on it and let the folks in Carson City do what they do on that bill, if it were to go in that direction. And okay. That one, I welcome any thoughts you have, because this is a little bit of a different direction that we've taken in the past.
All right, Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything regarding obviously the highway bill and SB 81?
Well, I'm very disappointed in the highway bill. I would have enjoyed watching that come out of committee. Are you guys all right on the sound on that end?
Yeah.
So my position on SB 81 is we should work overtime to see this bill die an honorable death. I'm incredibly concerned personally about the bill. I suspect if we don't have some success in putting it aside this session, that we will be dealing with some very serious repercussions in the next legislative session. So do it now or do it later, but we're going to end up, in my opinion, in some serious discussions that will have far-reaching consequences on the financial aspects for Story County. So my intel, personally, on this particular SB 81, is that it can be put away, that there are the probabilities and possibilities. So I don't want to see us go neutral. That's just a personal opinion that I share with my fellow commissioners. But I believe we need to continue to see this bill die an honorable death. And that's probably enough from my chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I guess there are kind of two different approaches here that could be taken, and one is the continued opposition if we feel like that's an approach that could potentially yield fruit in getting the bill killed at some point during the process. And that's certainly the one approach. It sounds like the other approach that County Manager Osborne had mentioned was trying to co-opt at least some portion of the bill to accomplish some of the specific aims that we had within our highway bill. And I don't know if I have a strong feeling one way or the other. I think either way I'm prepared to go with kind of the direction of the board. I certainly see risks with either approach, and I also see benefits with either approach. And so I'm not necessarily a strong feeling one way or the other at this point.
Thank you. So the only question I would have would be for those that are down there dealing with the legislators and the lobbyists, is there any real hope that we can get part of AB 63, you know, morphed into SB 81? Is that a real possibility?
Austin Osborne, for a record, thank you, commissioners. I think the hope of 81 going away is pretty slim. I think 81 is moving forward. It made through the assembly through the Senate, despite when you talk about overtime. Between Commissioner Mitchell and myself and all of our lobbyist team, and we have other folks down there that are working with us and for us down there, a lot of effort is put both into 63 and 81, both in meetings and sharing data and discussing the background of all of the elements associated with these. And 81 is, there's some things going on in the legislature where, you know, things happen, you know, trying to get people's bills approved and allow things to happen, and politics, you know, a lot of that. So the chances of 81 going, it's a very high. The chances of 63 getting merged into 81, I would say if there was an appetite for that and we didn't resist it, I would say high. The chances of that happening are significant. That would change potentially the 81 dynamic to be discussing a lot of Story County's minutia and what's going on in the region and focus most of that attention on Interstate 80, and would have NDOT in the room as a participant, and they would be doing one of the things we asked 63 to happen. NDOT indicated that they're already doing the things. They're already meeting with all the jurisdictions. I had mentioned with them, and we had others, Commissioner Mitchell, you were there as well, is, yeah, you go to Story County, then you go to Washoe, then you go to Reno, then you go to Sparks and kind of check off the boxes. This would pull everybody into the room at the same time and discuss the problems of the interstate and the potential resolutions all together in the same room. NDOT had some resistance to that, dealing with resources and some of the time that they have. But I do believe, yes, that that would change the dynamic, and moving 63 into 81 would be an 80% or better chance of happening. But I do certainly share the Commissioner Mitchell's comments, Commissioner Gilman's comments, that 81 is a problem, and it is something to be concerned about, especially as it is now.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, does that change your position whatsoever, that there may be some hope to get some of the verbiage from AB 63 put into SB 81?
So two subject matters here for me. AB 63 is a very important bill for us. Those elements deal with life and death on I-80. And I certainly would like to see that become a priority in one of the bills. Leaving that aside for a moment, I see SB 81 looking toward recovering a lot of the ideas that were in SB 432. I see that particular process with a board that Story County has a minority interest in, and that board having the probability of delaying projects, delaying permitting and approval. And I'm not suggesting that happens this year in 81, but I certainly see the elements of 81 leaning strongly toward, and I see others that were supporting SB 432 becoming very focused on 81 as the vehicle they're looking for. And so consequently, my position would be, personally, is that I'd like to see 81 go away, preserving Story County's control of their own destiny. I think if that destiny is put in the hands of a board of which we are a minority interest, that we will lose. And so with that being said, certainly AB 63 and the I-80 bill is very important, and I think we ought to try, if we can, to put that language in SB 81. But that doesn't suggest that I would support 81. And as a matter of fact, I am personally aware that